now you don't know how to tell the truth. Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. It's Friday. It's 3 o'clock, and it is time for our segment, Ask Maggie. It's where you, the listeners, can ask me basically anything you want, and I'm constrained to an arbitrary 30 or 60 seconds to attempt an answer, which if you've been listening to me for more than a day, know that that's gosh darn hard for me to do. Yes, this lady can yap. As most lawyers can, I wanted to give a special thanks to Dr. Deepa Burman of the University of Pittsburgh Medical School. We couldn't quite get in her last of the number, the top things to do for good sleep health, given that we're springing forward this Sunday. Don't forget to set your clocks forward when you go to bed on Sunday night. So I fleshed those out. We're going to put them in our show notes today. But before we get to Ask Maggie, I wanted to share the top five. She had five tips for good sleep health, which has an absolutely monumental impact on our overall wellness, from babies to adulthood, adolescence, and of course, our folks on the little older end of the scale as well. Here are the top five things. Consistency. Try to go to bed and wake up at the same time every day. She said most important is the time that you wake up. So even if you miss your regular bedtime, do try to get yourself up at your consistent same time every day. Shut off the screens 30 to 45 minutes before your desired bedtime. Expose yourself to light. Yes, it can be artificial light. We had a question on the text line from one of our favorite texters, Terry from Cross Plains. Our light box is good. Yes, if you need light in the morning, especially when we're in these winter months, yes, a lot of light exposure first thing when you wake up will help, again, get your circadian rhythm set. It will help you wake up. Four is try to get a little bit of physical activity in the day so that your body is also tired. And last but not least, try to cut out the light. When it is your bedtime, not just have those screens off 30 to 45 minutes ahead of time. Turn off the lights. Try to reduce the amount of light. Have you ever sat around in your bedroom and looked at the amount of, maybe it's even just things plugged in, not even on, if they've got that little indicator light that it's charging, some of that light in can interrupt your sleep. Maybe look at some blackout shades to really make sure that you have a good darkened bedroom to sleep. And those are the top five tips from our last guest, Dr. Deepa Burman. We're going to have her back because good sleep, we all struggle with it. And I certainly have. I still am not the world's best sleeper, but I'm giving it a good go. I've been getting better. And hopefully I had enough sleep last night so that I'm good and ready for all the questions today, this Friday afternoon, for today's segment of Ask Maggie. I've got my senior producer, Jamie, producer on the board. Cal is going to be running the timer, and we've got all your great questions. Folks, if you want to submit questions for this segment or for our special Over the Hump and Trump segment, which tends to focus on creativity, connectivity, building bridges. How do we relax together? How do we hang out? How do we play together? You can send Over the Hump and Trump suggestions or concepts and questions for this very segment to askmaggie@civicmedia.us. That's askmaggie@civicmedia.us. Jamie, I'll let you take it away.
Well, first of all, I have to say, I thought Dr. Burman was perfect because I don't know how many times you and I have been texting each other at like midnight, 1 o'clock, when we should actually be sleeping.
We should maybe like hand off responsibility each week. Right. Like, Jamie, you're in charge of our sleep hygiene this week, and then I'll do that, and then you do that. Because we're chronic violators of this role.
We're horrible. We're horrible. And I also thought it was very appropriate with Professor Herrera, who was talking about Ukraine. I mean, there's a lot of people losing sleep over everything happening in the world right now. So I thought that was fantastic. We've got some really good questions, though, for Ask Maggie today. And again, askmaggie@civicmedia.us is where you can submit your questions. So I'm going through the list, and I promised you we would take it a little easy on you today, right?
Yes.
And so
long week.
it has been a really long week, so we're going to try. All right. So I think with this one, let's start out with a 60-second bed here, Cal, because this question comes to us from Jeff in California. Caledonia. And Jeff says, Maggie, what do you say to someone who thinks Trump is doing a great job and that throwing all this stuff is good for everyone in the U.S.? 60 seconds. Are you ready to go, Maggie Dawn? And Cal, you can start the bed.
Very simply, prove it. One of the things that I talk about all the time on the show is how do we actually know that government is working for us or that the elected officials that we voted for or maybe didn't vote for are actually getting it done? Let's look at the data. Let's understand, are these policies actually translating into greater economic success and health for the middle class? I have yet to see one scintilla of evidence to that effect, and I've seen tons of evidence in the opposite direction. Now, of course, some people just not moved by facts and evidence. So I'd ask them fundamentally, are you actually doing any better or not? And by the way, that wall of receipts, bunch of garbage. No actual math there. So many errors. Again, I think we got to look at the facts and dial in to people's natural sense of intuition about whether or not they're doing any better.
Oh, great. Right at the buzzer.
Great question, Jeff from Caledonia. Very impressed.
That was a very good. I'm very impressed by you as well. And thank you, Jeff, so much for the question. I mean, you got that in right on time. That was excellent. We've got so many questions here and people are doing an amazing job. All of our listeners are doing an amazing job of submitting these really great questions. So I want to jump into another one here. And this is a really good one from Teresa in Chippewa Falls. And she's going to rely on your lawyer background for just a moment, Maggie.
Because, remember, I can't give any legal advice on the air, so this is not legal advice, but just brain. Yes,
that's right. That's right. So just thinking about this, but this is good. Teresa from Chippewa Falls wants to know, is there anything states can do to stop Elon Musk and Doge? Do states have any rights with the way things currently stand? So, Cal, we're going to do another 60 seconds for this particular question, and you hit that button whenever you're ready to go.
This is actually way more complicated than it appears. Indeed, a number of attorneys generals have sued to stop various Doge actions. The challenge in some of those pieces of litigation are whether or not state attorneys general actually have standing to do so. Where a particular federal program, for example, ends up funneling money into a state to conduct either a mandated federal program or a program that is permitted by federal law and it's attached to federal grant funding, if that program is eliminated by Doge's chainsaw and our billionaire overlord, in those situations, states' attorneys general can absolutely bring a lawsuit to try to stop that action because there is an immediate economic and programmatic harm to the people of that state whom the attorneys general represent. But other than that, probably not. That's a tricky one. Standing.
It is a tricky one. That's why I gave you 60. That one probably needs a couple of minutes to really work through. But you get that in there nicely. That's impressive.
You know, Jamie, it occurs to me that some of these things deserve maybe a little bit more thoughtfulness from me and us collectively. And for example, you know, how do you, our first question, Jeff from Caledonia, how do you talk with people? You know, the flaw in my answer is, you know, a lot of people just sort of reject evidence and facts and data. Mm-hmm. We should spend some time thinking about like, hey, how do we have those conversations? Yeah. Not with someone who's never going to be able to have a reasonable conversation, because then you just got to save your oxygen. But hey, if you've got somebody you can talk with, how do you actually engage those conversations? So that's one to grow on. And this question of standing and states suing over Doge is a great one.
You know, while we're at it, you mentioned over the hump and Trump. And if there's things people want you to cover in that and they want to know more about and they want you to dig into that, if you have any of these types of topics that you want us to kind of dig into, ask Maggie at civicmedia.us. We will be happy to find the experts to really dig in and, you know, let Maggie do her Maggie thing with this kind of stuff too, right?
And don't worry about if you don't know if it's for over the hump or if it's for Ask Me.
We'll figure it out.
Put it into one of the segments. It'll all wash out. But definitely always want to hear from you all. Ask Maggie at civicmedia.us.
It feels like there's so many complicated topics right now. Unless you go into our text line where, again, we're just being told we're blowing things out of proportion and stupid and all of that. We've got a few of those happening over there today, but that's okay. That happens every now and then. But it feels like some of these topics are really... and we don't want to make light of them because they are really heavy topics and they are weighing on a lot of people. So this is just a fun little segment. But if there's anything you ever want us to dive into a little bit more, let us know and we'll be happy to do a segment or a half hour. Or if it's a really big subject, we'll be happy to do an entire hour or maybe a whole show on it with some sort of nice underlying theme. So we are not opposed to taking your suggestions here at the Maggie Dawn Show. Now, we do have a really good question, and this is a really fun one for you. Okay. And poor Dave from New Berlin, he's been waiting for a couple weeks for us to kind of dig into this one. And it's so good. So 30 seconds for this one, Cal. How does Dave convince his wife over in New Berlin that one dryer sheet is enough, Maggie? 30 seconds to answer this.
Okay.
Go.
Dave from New Berlin. My short answer is this. Don't worry about convincing your wife about it. How about you do the damn laundry and then you can put in as many gosh darn dryer sheets as you want to. Otherwise, Dave, if she's doing the laundry and picking how many dryer sheets, I suggest you move on to the more pressing matters of the day. Also, very practically, now I think it's Bounty makes extra large dryer sheets, so maybe you could go that route.
It's a conundrum over in Dave's house over dryer sheets.
Listen, I think you only get to complain about the methodology if you also are contributing to the outcome and work product, right?
Like yes,
otherwise, yes, you shouldn't be arguing with the wife over the dryer sheets. I like the big extra large dryer sheets personally. Yeah. I need as much Downy freshness as I can possibly get.
Well, see, and we're one of those families where we have to have the hypoallergenic everything because everybody's got something going on and they're allergic to something or other. So we're that annoying family who looks.
Well, then you're definitely not blowing extra dryer sheets because those hypoallergenic ones are pricey. We're going to have to take care of a little bit of business here, but I'm going to be back with my senior producer, Jamie, and every single one of your questions for, well, maybe not all of them this segment, but we'll get to them all eventually. Remember, you can submit your questions at Ask Maggie at civicmedia.us. We're going to take care of a couple of quick messages here. We'll be right back with Jamie, Cal on the board, and me and you on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.